Nashville, it's that time again for the Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj, coming to you live from WRVU Nashville, Vanderbilt University Radio. Okay, folks, we're coming to you special time today. We got a special guest, special in-studio guest, Honeycutt Slim. That's right, y'all. He's going to be laying down some blue-eyed soul for y'all. All right, man, what you got?
Hey, Roger, how you doing?
Doing awesome, brother.
You ready for me to go?
Yeah, kick into it, bro. That's right, y'all. Honeycutt Slim live here on WRVU. Man, what is up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man, I can hear you.
All right.
How you doing, man?
Oh, man. I'm doing good. Had a good trip up here. The rain is a little crazy, but the traffic's rolling pretty fast.
Yeah, man. So you came in from Jackson, Tennessee, is that right?
Yeah, spending the holidays with family and just had some authentic Italian this morning at my sister's house, and it was scrumptious.
Yeah. That's good stuff, man. Gotta love that Italian food, especially when it's home cooked, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Word.
Yeah. All right. So, man, it's a good time to have you in here, man. Good buddy of mine, Honeycutt Slim, coming from East Texas. He's a nomad, though. He's a gypsy. He's been all around the world a couple times. But, man, you got another song for
I
us?
I do.
All right.
This one's called On and On.
All right.
Michael Lero.
Mm-hmm. price I'm paying. You know the lives we're saving. Every time I hear those words, my heart goes to you. And we run, we ride. You know you got the fire inside. Oh, yesterday's gone. Here is your song. And you know our love will go on. Baby, yesterday is gone. Here is your song. And the love goes
That's what I'm talking about. That's right, y'all. Honeycut Slim coming live from WRVU. This is the Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj. Come to your special time today with a special guest. Hope y'all are enjoying it out there, man. Okay, so Honeycut Slim, baby. So, man, where can people find this good music?
Reverb Nation, Honeycut Slim. Honeycut is spelled H-U-N-N-I-C-U-T-T. Honeycut Slim on Reverb Nation, Facebook, a little bit on MySpace. I'm more active on Facebook probably than anything else.
Yeah, that's where it's at, man. MySpace is dead, so, yeah. You know, whatever. But, yeah, man. All right. So, let's see here, man. You want to do one more for us, and then we'll play some of that music that has inspired you?
All right. Yeah, I'll play a love song here.
All right. Do it, baby.
Every once in a while, a man will feel this way about a woman who makes him smile. He'd have it no other way. I still hear those words you said to me yesterday. Those three words, and I are here to stay. Whenever I see your face, my day lights up so bright. I love the way you move, the way you sing, girl, the way you cry. I wonder sometimes what it is you see in me. Could it be my charm, my class, or did you really fall in love with me? Girl, you're the only one I show love to, only you. Oh, yes, my dear. This idea is very clear. Spending my whole life. You're the only one. once in a while a man will feel this way. But a woman who makes him smile, he'd have it no other way. I still hear those words you said to yesterday. Those three words and I are here too.
Man, that was really good. Now, that's what I'm talking about right there, baby.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, okay. Folks, that is Honeycut Slim coming to you live. All right. Well, man, let's see here. We got some more music by you coming up here in a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought we'd break it up with a little bit of, some songs that inspire you, some things that you can take away from and... stuff you want to give back
sure.
to, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So,
spin it.
Yeah. So I got this Bill Withers, man. Grandma's Hands. You got anything to say about that?
Yeah, I was in an acapella group and we did a song that was a takeoff of this. We just changed the words up a little bit. And we did that song before I ever heard this, the original. And when I finally heard the original, I had no idea it would be that good. And it's just one of those songs. It's got all the feeling you can think of in a song, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, it just, it kind of chills you to the bone a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Soulful, simple, and great.
Okay, so we got Bill Withers, Grandma's Hands. Here we go.
A lot of folks of all different nationalities and things come up to me and say, I dug my grandmother, too. And I remember the first responsibility I ever had was to take care of my grandmother, make sure she got everywhere okay. And at that time, I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. And the most I could have done was let her fall on me if she decided to fall. But it was a hip job because grandma never went nowhere but to church. And it wasn't one of them sad churches where they sing them songs that make you wish you could just hurry up and die and get it over with. One of them kind of let me on the river. No, man, no. Grandma and them had one of them churches where they sung, if you wanna have me, Jesus, it's all right. If you wanna have me, Jesus, it's all right. And at the funeral, they used to have to tie the caskets down. Yeah. Yeah. And they had them fat sisters in there, used to get so glad and in the rhythm. Had a little stove in the center of the church for heat, and invariably one of them fat sisters would feel so good she would jump into the stove and holler, ow, right in the rhythm. Grandma was like Bobby over here, Bobby Hall. She had a tambourine and a triangle. When I saw Bobby with that tambourine and triangle, I couldn't help but hug her. But Grandma couldn't play the triangle good like Bobby can, but she could deal with the tambourine. So I used to sit on the triangle and hand her the tambourine. And the Honorable Reverend back there had an old bass drum that somebody gave him. And when the groove got right and the fat sister hit the stove and hollered and Grandma shook the tambourine off the hip, the Reverend would get the feeling so good, he'd just hit himself all upside the head with the drumstick. Yeah. I love that old lady. Love that old lady. Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Whoa. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand soothed the local unwed mother. Grandma's hands used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hands used to lift her face and tell her she'd say, baby, grandma understands that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hand, grandma's hand. Grandma's hands used to hand me piece of candy. Grandma's hands pick me up each time I fell. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in a handy, she'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma's hand.
Make me smile. Been going my way. No work coming in, so my money is thin, and I still got bills to pay. But all in all, you've been right here with me. When I'm sinking low, you come through and lift me. It's nothing more than the love that you give me. Keeps me from drowning in tears.
Make me smile.
You come through and save the day.
Make me smile.
You make me smile.
You make me smile
in a very special way. Everywhere I go, people seem to ask me, where'd I get my joy? Why am I so happy? In these trying times, when a frown is the fashion, I'm beaming like the sun. Now how can that be? See, the answer to the query is very simple. I'm always grinning from dimple to dimple. Because you love me unconditionally. My happiness is heart-shaped, can't you see?
Can't you see when you're gone?
When you're gone away from me.
I just don't know what to do.
Don't know what to do.
Everything revolves around you.
Revolves around you. And I want to thank you. Making me smile.
You make me smile.
Came through and saved the day.
You make me smile.
All right, folks, we are back. You're listening to The Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj. We got special in-studio guest, Honeygut Slim. What is up, brother?
Greetings. It's good to be here.
Yeah, man. So,
having fun.
Yeah. We just listened to a couple songs that Honeygut Slim provided. First track right there, well, that was Aloe Black with You Make Me Smile, man. So what you think about that song?
That's good. There's a version on where they're in the subway singing live. Aloe Black, You Make Me Smile. It's I heard that not too long ago for the first time, and it made me think that's what music should sound like, just organic and real. Not a lot of editing and polishing, but make it right the first time, and
yeah,
you're done.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's cool. I mean, they're just playing down in the subway.
Yeah, just they're banging on their guitar cases. They have a saxophone, and there's a girl playing the bass guitar. It's an unexpected scene, you know.
Very cool. Yeah, I have to check that out, man. And you know, I think it's like you said, I mean, music doesn't have to be made only on records, only on CDs. I mean, music could just be, you know, it could just be whistling while you're going down the road, you know. Yeah, exactly. Whistle while you work. But you know, take off your coat and put a song in your throat. That's what I say.
Okay.
You know, pick up an instrument. You don't have to have some famous dude singing to you.
Yeah.
You know, learn something, man.
Right.
Just hum
anybody
a tune.
Anybody can beat on a table.
Exactly. I mean, that's what music's supposed to really be about, you know?
Right.
But, all right. So, I guess before that, well, not I guess, but definitely, was some Bill Withers with Grandma's Hands. That comes from the Bill Withers Live at Carnegie Hall. Man, what do you think about that song, man?
Slow songs are my favorite. When I pick up the guitar, I tend to play a little faster. My guitar ability is a little different than my vocal. So I've had to learn how to match them up a little bit. And I prefer slow, more soulful music, and you know, even the country music that I gravitate towards, it's a little bit more on the slow side. You know, He Sang Dixie is one for example. You know. But, you know, I used to hang out on Beale Street a lot in the blues, you know, where a lot of our music today comes from. It's hard to get away from those roots, and I think that's a good thing to stick with what kind of resonates naturally with everyone, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, I mean, it all
makes sense.
It's all tied to that, you know.
Yeah.
And which, you know, the old blues, that's all tied to, you know, some African stuff and just some just old music. I mean, nothing comes from thin air. I mean, it's all from something. So
unless it's something I wrote. No, I'm joking. I have a hard time writing anything, much less something that's better than good.
Right.
Or even good. That's why I play a lot of my friends' songs. I don't know many covers, but I play songs of my friends that the On and On song that I wrote is a song written by a friend of mine, Michael Laro. He died in a unsuccessful heart surgery a few months ago, and but you know, he has a lot of songs that I'm that I like, and a friend I went to school with Henderson, Tennessee, Ashley Kaiser, he has a lot of songs I like, there's a friend, Paul Mays, and I just have a lot of friends who write. And my little sister, Karen Henniger, she's in Nicaragua right now for 5 years, and she has a few songs that, you know, every time she writes one, it gets better and better. So
right on.
Anyway, I guess I feel those songs a little more because I connect to those people.
Yeah, exactly.
And so when I hear their song, if I connect to the song, it's a double dose, and it sticks to the ribs, you know.
Yeah.
Like my dad would say about oatmeal, you might not like it, but eat it. It'll stick to your ribs. You know?
That's right. Okay, man. So, man, you got a tune for us?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I got something here. This is a one I wrote earlier this year after the tree in my backyard fell.
All right, Honeycutt Slim, live at WRVU.
By my house, you were looking down. You won't look up, cause things are going down. Sometimes life can bring you down. So I wish you would. Yeah, I wish you thought you. Come by, sit a while, and you'll find that everything's gonna be okay. Sit down, brighten up, come on now and lighten up, and we'll get by. We'll get by, and we'll get by. I saw you walking by my house, you were looking down, and every day's a Tuesday in my mind. Plenty of things to do, but the time, you know, it won't find me now. If you think you really could, if you think you really should, come by, sit a while, and you'll find that everything's gonna be. Sit down, brighten up, come on now and lighten up, and we'll get by. By my house, you were looking down. You won't look up, cause things are going down. Sometimes life can bring you down. So I wish you would come by, sit a while. That everything's gonna be okay. Sit down, brighten up, come on now and lighten up, and we'll get by. We'll get by.
All right, Honeycutt Slim, live at WRVU, man. Yeah, man, you that was a good one. What was that called?
That one was called We'll Get By.
Word up.
Yeah, I wrote that earlier this year. I was having one of those days, and it ended up to be a good day.
Right so. On. They wrote a song for it, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
All right, man, you got another one for us?
I do.
All right.
This one was written by a friend of mine, Ashley Kaiser. He has no idea I'm about to do this on the radio. So I'll have to let them know later. It's called As If You Knew.
All right. Honeycutt Slim on WRVU. That's what I'm talking about, brother.
What?
Yeah.
Left a verse off or two, but, you know.
Oh, that's all good, man.
I shouldn't drink coffee.
Yeah. I hear you, man. I did a whole radio show about coffee about 3 weeks ago.
It was awesome.
Well,
got to have a Maxwell House.
Maxwell House. But, man, I'm addicted to daggone coffee now. I didn't drink it before that.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, every day, got to get my coffee.
Yeah.
Man, I need to stop that junk. But, anyway, brother, okay, so
if you're gonna pick something, caffeine's the best way to go.
Yeah, I hear that. But okay, so we're in live in studio. This is Delicious Elixir. What coming to you live from WRVU special time.
Yeah.
And you can check me out on Facebook or Mixcloud / Delicious Elixir. Okay, so we got live in studio Honeycutt Slim. Straight out of Texas, giving you some of that blue-eyed soul and blues, baby.
Ooh.
Yeah. But I guess what we're going to do now is play two or three songs that inspire him that he brought in, and then we'll get back to some more live music by Honeycutt Slim. All right. So,
spin it.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to start you off with Stevie Wonder, Very Superstitious. Here we go.
Thank you. In the spirit, in the dark, are you getting the spirit? In the dark, people moving, they tell me we're grooving. Just getting the spirit.
Yeah!
All right, folks, we got one more song, and then we got Honeycutt Slim coming back to you. All right.
Of the mill, cause the bridge washed out at the bottom of the hill. The big creek's up, little creek's level. Plow my car with a double shovel. You gotta stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night. Dance a little longer, pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Well, now you ought to see my blue-eyed sap. Lives way down on Shinbone Alley, and the number on the gate and the number on the door. Next house over is a grocery store. You gotta stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night. Dance a little longer, pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Gals around Big Creek about half grown. Jump on a man like a dog on a bone. You gotta stay all night,
stay a little longer.
Dance all night,
dance a little longer.
Pull off your coat, don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Stay all night,
stay a little longer.
I said dance all night,
dance a little longer.
I said pull off your coat, don't see why you don't stay a little longer. I said stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Well, now I don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to The Delicious Elixir with DJ Rods, coming to you live from WRVU Nashville. We got special in-studio guest Honeycutt Slim. What's up, my man?
Hey. That was a good mix there, going from Aretha to Willie.
Yeah, man, that's how we do it here on the Delicious Elixir. We like to mix it up.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that was Willie Nelson with Stay a Little Longer. That's off the Willie and Family Live album. Before that was Aretha Franklin with Spirit in the Dark.
They should do a duet.
Yeah.
Maybe they have. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm pretty sure they have, actually.
He did one with Snoop, so.
Yeah. Man, people used to get together more.
You know why Willie always carries an umbrella?
Why is that?
For drizzle.
What?
Snoop taught him that one. Yeah. That was bad. Erase that.
All right. I'll do it. No, that's good.
The live erase.
Yes. Okay. Before that was Stevie Wonder, Superstition. And that's off Talking Book. Okay, man. So we got Honeycutt Slim, man. So what do you think about them songs, man? What do you like those right there?
Just the raw soul of Aretha. You know, I dig it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be in some a cappella groups, and sometimes we had to make things work on the fly, you know, right on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you would think it's a challenge, but getting in doing that, it's almost like you're riding a wave when it's going right.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never surfed before, but I'm comparing it to that.
Right. Yeah, man. So what was that band at? What was it called?
One was called Straight Company. It's an a cappella group. They're still going. They had they actually had a video on BET back before I was with the group, and I didn't stay with the group very long, but they...
It's because you was white, right?
Well, I'm what? No. But anyway, yeah, that was really good, and I was with a group called Crosswalk. I don't think they really hit the map anywhere, but my friends know about them.
Right.
Some of them.
Right on.
But
so... One more time, where can folks find you now?
Honeycutt Slim, that's HUNNICUTT. You can go to Facebook, Honeycutt Slim, or Reverb Nation.
Right on. Okay.
Mainly Facebook.
Yeah. Hit him up there. Okay, so, man, you got another song for
us. Yeah, I played some slow ones and a little folky stuff going, and this one's a little more country. I live down in East Texas right now, and there's a... There's a lot of this red dirt country they talk about, and this one is probably influenced by that. But anyway, it has some flat picking in it. You might have heard of that, but
yeah, man, I've heard of that.
Anyway, so here we go.
All right, Honeycutt Slim, WRVU. All right, that's right.
It's never the same thing twice.
Yeah, man. All right.
That was about my wife, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Tiffles.
Where's she at right now?
She is in Jackson with the kids and my family, having fun, I'm sure. Hey, Tiff. Love you. You're so sweet.
Man, so how many kids you got,
I have 15. No, let's see. Hold on. I have 4 kids. Briley's 7. Bryce, my only boy, he's 5. And Kinley and Kelsey are 2.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one on the way, and making a lot of noise in that tummy right there.
So yeah, man.
A lot of moving around.
Man, some potent stuff right there, brother.
Yeah.
You need to, yeah. We'll leave that off the air chatter right there. But Nah, man, that's cool, man. I mean, you know, having kids, I mean, I'm sure that changes things.
Oh, yeah, it's a challenge. It's a good challenge. I've accomplished some things that with Tiffany that I never thought I would. She's good for me, and the kids, they're good for me too. It's like walking into a nice garden with a lot of fresh fruit. There's always something good to experience, you know,
right,
with the kids. And
yeah,
there's never a dull moment ever. Ever. Never a dull moment.
I'm sure with four kids and another one on the way, man, you ain't got much time for this.
Yeah, I come from a big family, though. I have six sisters, no brothers, but, you know, so we, you know, that's partly why I like music so much, is we grew up singing and harmonizing a lot. If there was a part missing, or if someone was singing your part, you had to pick something else. So sometimes we'd be singing a part and wouldn't, you know, that's not alto, it's not tenor, somewhere in between, you know, but we'd just pick it out and make it happen. And you know, my favorite part of music is harmony, but I don't have a band or people to play with on a regular basis, so I just,
right,
the guitar is as good as it gets, but
yeah,
most of the time, but you know, I think the voice is the maximum, you know, it's the most potent instrument on the planet.
Yeah,
you know,
man, so. Absolutely. I mean, that's God-given right there.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. If I could sing with you, man, I would, but I can't.
Well, we can practice.
Yeah, we'll get it together. Yeah. But don't you have you got a song with your sister on YouTube or something like that, right?
Yes, I do. It's on YouTube. If you go to YouTube/HoneycutSlim, HUNNICUTTSLIM, and so type in Honeycut Slim, and the song is Ain't Going Back, and you can check that out on there. She recorded it in South Carolina on a little recorder and sent it to my email, and I put something on there using GarageBand on my Mac, and real simple and easy. A little bit of air in that recording, but it was fun.
Yeah, man.
I like doing it, and we'll probably work on some more, you know, while she's down there in Nicaragua. So, and I'd like to go down there and play some on the street. That would be
an interesting
experience.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, so folks, we got I think we got one more by Mr. Honeycut Slim coming to you live on WRVU. That cool with you, brother?
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, absolute pleasure. Okay, so man, here we go. Honeycut Slim, WRVU.
Silver Southeast near the university. Never sang some songs, but now I'm free and I ain't ever going back. Oh, the Albuquerque hills have seen a lot of sun and moon, snow and ice and some hot air balloons, but I ain't ever going back. AT Santa Fe is rolling down the track. An empty car is calling and I'm taking my pack. And I ain't ever going back. Sitting in this shade, don't you know I'm eating these peaches? And you must know I ain't ever going back. Tear my heart out and make it go back. Next time you see me, I'll be blowing my stack. And I ain't ever going back. No, 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 no. The AT Santa Fe is rolling down the track, and an empty car is calling, and I'm taking my pack. And I ain't ever going, I ain't ever going back.
All right, man. Honeycutt Slim coming to you live from WRVU. Man, thank you so much for coming in,
Thanks
man.
For having me, DJ Roger.
Yeah, brother. Anytime, my man. Okay, so we're going to finish it up here with a little John Lee Hooker. Don't look back.
Don't look back.
All right, here we go. Y'all take it easy and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Nashville.
Yep.